Hi, welcome back. Matt Stoutenberg, Peak Power. Thanks again for joining me on another episode of How We Make Solar as an Investment Fun and Simple to Understand. If you haven't had a chance to tune in to the last video regarding what the current situation is for an electric bill without solar, hopefully you can take some time to do that. What we're going to talk about on this particular video is solar as an investment in comparison head-to-head with your utility. Now, just a quick recap of that video. With the utility, the customers have generation, transmission, distribution, overhead, or operations and maintenance, and a for-profit motive with investors. All of those are items that when we've asked other clients, generally every one of them says no when we say, which one of those do you want to pay for? Nobody really wants to pay for any of that. They just want their lights to come on. So if we look at solar, a lot of people will reduce solar down to the panels, the efficiency, the technology. It's like buying a TV. But when you think about solar as an investment, you're not just buying the solar panels. Customers are buying panels, racking, inverters, design, engineering, permitting. There's also people in that business that are facilitating those projects. At the end of the day, it's ultimately a construction project. A side note, it's definitely a safe bet to select a company that is not trying to do business all over the place, because it is a construction business and you need to ultimately manage those boots on the roof and the on-site work. So keeping that in mind, when you're looking at buying solar, the question begs to be asked, what part of those things do you want? And having asked several clients, the answer is no to those as well. So in a way, the utility and solar are equal with the respect that they're giving you kilowatt hours, but people generally don't want to buy the equipment and all the things that go along with it. It's just a necessary evil. I bring that point up to point out there may be a component that works for your situation with solar that is unattractive, maybe the interest rate on the loan, for example, or the term, or the shading from the trees. But at the end of the day, if it's saving you money versus what you're currently doing, don't worry so much about that and look at you're taking control, you've got a return on investment, you've got the ability now to save money and do something else with that money, as well as taking tax benefits. So really what we're trying to do here in summary is be fair and compare what's currently taking place with a utility versus what needs to be done for a solar system. And if you look at both of them as an investment scenario, the utility has no return on investment and you're paying for things that you don't want. Solar has a return on investment, even if you are paying for some things that you ultimately don't want. Most people, if you give them a choice and say, we can give you power at this price, but we don't have to put solar panels on your roof, they would probably take that option. We understand that. So we're trying to be really fair and open about it and look at solar as an investment. Hopefully this topic simplified a large general subject and compared things on a very even level playing field. That's really the point that we're trying to make with this video. As always, stay tuned and look forward to future videos. Hopefully we made this one simple for you. Thanks again.